My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we find out how Davin's scammer Belinda feels if Davin did a comedy show for gay strippers and he gave out hand treats instead of doing stand-up comedy. Listen and enjoy.
I go, you would think I was gay if I did a comedy show for male strippers?
Thank you.
She goes, no, if you think gay strippers are sexy. I go, so I guess you would not want me to give them hand treats for extra money.
Tom's holding back the vomit.
Tom, don't be jealous. Hand treats in Michigan.
Hand treats.
Loser pays up in hand treats.
Oh, wow. So wait a minute. I didn't even know that was on the table.
It'll be under the table, actually.
So I guess you would not want me to give them hand treats for extra money.
Hand treats.
There's always November, Tom.
That's funny.
She responds, well, I think you have to do your job.
No, we weren't talking about that. We were just talking business about hands.
Business is business.
Bank wants them money.
So I go, so I should give the guys hand jobs for extra money. My job is to tell jokes. She goes, hon, my battery's running low, so in case I have to go off abruptly, the phone has gone off. I go, okay.
You know what? You want to know something now? Like it's gotten silly, and she's like, typical woman, I've got no time for this.
I mean tell them jokes, not hand jobs.
Did she say that?
Yeah, that's what she said. We got to draw a line. I go, okay, you're the boss. I go, would that be cheating on you? I mean, if I were to give them hand jobs for money, I mean. She goes, well, yeah, it will. Yeah. I go, okay, so you're no longer willing for me to do sexual acts for pay. Is that correct? She goes, yeah, that's correct. Because remember before, she thought I was starring in porn, and she was okay. A job.
Ground rules are being established here.
Yeah, you were the meat in the Vasiola sister sandwich, and she didn't have a problem with us before.
Yeah, but you know, you ain't gay.
Yeah.
By the way, Tom says, don't laugh, Joe. You're the fluffer for the winner.
Hey, fluffer was my old job.
I know. You were the fluffer.
I was a fluffer, and we're all winners. I go, that has changed. What made you change your mind about that? She goes, change is the only constant thing in life. Nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. Really, Confucius?
Yeah, really.
I go, you used to be okay if I was acting in porn for pay, which I never did. Now you say you do not want me performing sex acts for money, so that has changed. Does it still make sense for us to be faithful to each other if we've never even kissed? She goes, of course, because we are going to one day. I go, do you find it hard to be faithful? She goes, yeah. I go, do you find it hard to be faithful? She goes, no. Caplocks.
Wow.
I don't. What of you? I go, yeah. She goes, why do you find it difficult? I go, because I am lonely. I miss a woman's touch. I miss intimacy. We do not even have that online, so it is hard, unlike Rod Stewart. She goes, so will you still feel that way if we are together? I go, when we are together, would I feel alone? Would I shun intimacy? And that was that.
Oh. Wow, there's a lot going on here.
All right, hit me with what you got there. All right, Joe, doing in the barrel.
I'm trying to gather my thoughts here because it's sounding, you know, it's so confusing. I understand on the one hand the whole thing about the money. Now, you're saying, you know, what would your dowry be? And the things that she was saying made sense.
Sure.
Culturally made sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she wasn't saying...
It's traditional.
Yeah, you know, she was saying African clothes, the Bible, the ring.
She wasn't saying, send me $1 million.
$1 million. Trucker Tom thinks, aha, a woman's touch. He also said, it's not gay if you avoid eye contact. Wait, what? He's killing me in the...
He is killing you.
In the chat.
That's nice.
Oh, God. But the other thing that is a little confusing, and here I'm starting to waffle again, is because...
Like you were in a race in a black community during a baseball game.
Here comes the chicken.
Wow, that's
run.
A callback.
You like,
wow.
Yeah. You like that, Joe?
That's a call way back.
Yeah. Here comes the chicken. I got to run.
I'm talking to Aunt Jemima.
Hey, wait a minute now.
That's racist.
That was. the that?
I have no idea.
Look at me.
Wow.
That was weird.
It sounded like the muffler in my car this morning.
Well, we're still on the air, so that's going for us.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. What the hell was that?
The laptop chiming in. It's trying to be sixth mic. Whoa, there it goes again. It sounds like there's a mouse, a live mouse, in your laptop. Yeah. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know. That certainly can't be good.
No, that doesn't. No. Okay. Now we really need IT. But good thing we're almost done. Something odd is happening.
All right. Let's
okay. Anyway, but what's really confusing me is how she's kind of being all lovey-dovey now, but she's also being very, like, I can be loyal. Okay, so she has, she places loyalty or fidelity in a relationship very high up there. Scamming, not a problem. But fidelity in a relationship, this is
very
important.
You know, it is kind of weird how if this is all nonsense, why this dude gives a crap if I'm loyal.
Yeah.
Hey, man, don't be a cock blocker.
Yeah. What do you think, Joe?
What I think is that she's having a little game. Playing a little game, which she's putting essentially what she likes into it. Mm. You know, no, if you kiss somebody else, I'd be jealous. You know, but you want to know something? I'm trying to scam you out of money, so I really could care less, but not for nothing if you ask me.
Do we think I'm talking to the dude or the girl?
Right now I think you're talking to a girl.
I think I'm talking to the girl.
Yeah.
I think you're talking to the girl too.
Yeah.
See, here's the interesting thing. Because it sounds like a girl, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But we've known this chick. I get maybe when it's time for business, she can't think on her own. But I mean, twice now, we've heard this girl really can't have a conversation about our future or anything without the guy feeding her lines. But this certainly does feel like a woman's touch.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Especially the way she rattled off the things for a wedding so quickly.
Well, I mean, a guy would know that too.
I guess a guy would know that.
I guess.
But I mean, I don't know. There's something about the way her tone, the way that she talks to you. It seems like a female.
I agree.
Yeah,
you know? I agree. It's just weird.
It didn't always. In the
early days, we
were definitely going, is this a guy?
There's definitely been more of a business sense.
Yeah.
Like when she was going to kick my ass for taking crap from my wife.
Yes!
That was a dude.
It was like, don't be a pussy, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I was like, wow.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.